really zealous for God. True or not true? If you go back some years, you find that these guys who are there today saying all the wild things, calling our bishop by his first name, trying to criticize him, writing out, burning their books. These guys, some time ago, they were worshiping these same books. They were holding their books in their armpit like this, protecting their book from other people. They began well. I said they began well. But something, that's why we are here this evening, to immunize you from that same thing. Yeah, that you will not go that same road. You are going to receive some. Now we have anti-malaria vaccines. Our kids won't die again. When I hear of the kids who die every day, I'm surprised. I'm amazed that so many kids are dying every day from malaria. But thank God the vaccine has come. Now we're going to prevent that malaria death. Tell somebody, Orango vaccine has come. You will not orangolize again. Amen. 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 So, for a church to be disturbed by orangus, and you see the orangu, the disturbance factor starts from very little when it is in the early stages, or from nil, until it comes to a point where the church itself is shaking and almost falling apart. So the disturbance factor for orangus in a church starts from very low, increases gradually until the church is in danger of dying or falling apart. Are you here this evening? And so at the beginning, there's no disturbance. But at a certain point, it's too much now. It's too much now. Yeah, the whole thing is being torn apart. Amen. Amen. Now listen carefully. In this stages, the first stage, the independent spirits, that first stage, it is so subtle. It is so gentle and so innocent that many people do not recognize it for what it is. It is disloyalty. It is oranguism fully. But the way it appears and shows itself, many don't see that this thing is so evil. I mean, I remember many years ago, I was in my father's garden where I was just digging around. Then I saw a stone. So I just kicked the stone over. When I kicked the stone over, I saw worms. Worms. Bibri. They were just wiggling around. Then I stood back and said, hey, where can worms this? About 20 or 30 or 50, a lot of them, just wiggling around like that. And I said, hey, where can worms this? What active worms are these? So I watched them for a while. Then I went away. When I had gone away, I said, ah, they were snakes. They were snakes. I said, ah, they were not worms. I mean, I had left the place and walked away, and gone inside their house. They said, no. What kind of worms are moving so fast and so alive and so energetic? They were snakes, baby snakes. So I came out to look there, and they were gone. About 50 of them in my father's garden. I said, ah, I could have killed them all with one stump. Just kill all the snakes. I'll be a snake killer, but I've killed 50 snakes. I'll be a snake hunter. But it didn't, you see, I just saw them. I said, oh, no head, no feet, no legs. Oh, they are just worms. And just moving around like that. But they're very energetic. You see, some of us, when you are seeing orangu behavior, it's like it's worms. Something innocent. I mean, I don't see a dangerous, I don't see teeth, I don't see fangs, I don't see venom, I don't see legs, I don't see a sting, a scorpion. I don't see those things. So that what I'm seeing is not too dangerous. It's just worms. They are a bit active. They are a bit fast, but they are still worms. Then you walk away, not knowing you have released 50 snakes into the world. Shabaya, kabakataya. It begins small. The independent stage. It starts as if it's nothing. But listen to this. When a person belongs, this is a description of the independent stage. When a person belongs to a group or a ministry or a company and develops an independent mind, he becomes autonomous, independent within that group. Amen. And this thing, Genesis chapter 4, this thing, it begins small. It is verse 7. It begins like, this is what the God told Cain, that if you do well, you'll be accepted. But if not, and this is the key part, sin lieth at the door. Sin is lying. Are you here this evening? Sin is lying at the door, waiting to enter into your heart, into your life. When you lose God, it has entered with you. I've watched many mosquitoes enter my house with me. When you open the door, then the mosquito is flying in. As you enter the house, the mosquito is flying in with you. You have a screen door. That screen door is actually useless. They are entering with you happily into your bedroom. Now that you are sleeping in your Zoom. Yeah. And you wonder, where is the hole in my net? Where is the gap? There is no gap. Then you are shouting, hey, you people in the house, useless people, you have left there. It is you yourself who came with the mosquito into your bedroom because it was lying at the door and it entered with you. Sin is crouching at the door. This thing called that destroys the church, it is not far away. It's not far away. And it is lying at the door, waiting to enter with us. Amen. And that is why tonight and for the rest of this week, we're going to fight this thing. Hallelujah. I didn't hear an amen. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. We are going to turn this city upside down. This our churches. Oh, no. They're going to... Look, when you are looking for something, you can't find it. Your car keys or your last money, you empty your drawer, turn it upside down and shake it. To be sure that it is out of the place. We are going to find every person who is not correct out of this place. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I didn't hear a loud amen. Amen. When it enters with you. Matthew 13. Another parable, verse 24. Another parable. He put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Good seed. I want you to understand, the church is a good place. Amen. It is a good place to belong to. It is a good thing to have in your life. I'm so happy that I'm in church and my children are in church. And their children are in church. It's a good place. It's a good seed that has been planted in our lives. But look at verse 25. But while men slept, it is that unguarded moment that we allow these things to flourish around us. It is when we are not able to quickly identify, 50 worms and 50 snakes. She pays me, I'd have been a wild snake killer. How many have killed 50 snakes before? Yeah, even one. And I've killed 50. I've been so famous in my life. But I miss them all. While men slept, that is what we are fighting this evening. A certain not being able to recognize what is happening around us. Do you know you can sleep with your eyes open? Do you know that? Do you know that? You can sleep with your eyes open. How many have been driving? And then as you are driving, suddenly you don't know how you got to where you are. Yeah, several times. Yeah, you are driving. And you didn't fall asleep. But suddenly, hey, I don't remember the traffic light too. I don't remember. I shall pass as I didn't see you. Because you could have slept with your eyes open. Now, many of us, our eyes are open, but we are not recognizing the things around us to see it for what it is. This evening, for just a few minutes, I want us to look at just one stage, independent spirits. Hallelujah. Just one stage. Very soon, Bishop Kweku will be coming and take us to another level. Oh. Your copying is still fake. I don't know why. Yeah. Amen. While men slept, he came into our midst. Tonight, different expressions of the independent stage. Maybe four or five, it depends on how much time we have. Different expressions, how the independent stage shows itself. I mean, we say it is a man who is part of us, but it's not of us. He's the one who is in the church. He's a member of the church, but he's different. He's the one who, the choir is wearing blue, but I will not wear blue, I'll wear blue-green. He's the one who, when we are fasting on Tuesday, you say, no, I was born on Thursday, so me, I fast on Thursday. Yeah. He's the one who we are all meeting. He says, oh, I will come when I'm ready. Yeah. I will come when I'm ready. There are different expressions of the independent state. This evening, I want to give you a couple of them just for us to have a deeper understanding. So, and you see, these guys, I will be frank with you. These guys, one or two may be on your row. Check your row and check their faces and see who has stopped smiling. Check and see who has stopped smiling. Yeah. There is no doubt. There is no doubt that they are among us today. That is why we can have a meeting, and before the meeting is over, then on Facebook or somewhere, the notes of the meeting are there. That's how come we can see a letter given to a pastor privately is on Facebook. Yeah, they are among us. Tell somebody they are among us. He may be on this road. Check your row. I say, check your row and see whose face is a bit different, who is not smiling. Check your row and see. Because it is amazing that what they are saying on Facebook and Twitter is what is happening and what we are seeing. Amen. One said amen. Amen. And so it's not that we are fighting an imaginary enemy or we are trying to see what might be. We are seeing what is. What is. Hallelujah. The first expression of an independent spirit. Are you here? Numbers 16 and verse 12. And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab, who said, we will not come. We will not come. How many have heard some before from your fellow pastor, a fellow member, a chorister, an usher? We will not come. How many have heard it before? It is there. Do you hear now? It is it with us. I will not come. Pastor is calling you. I will not come. Choir rehearsal meeting. I will not come. What again? Usher's meeting. I will not come. Come and scrub. I will not come. Check the empty chair by you. Someone should be sitting here, but he has said, I will not come. Yeah, somebody should be sitting here. You see, this meeting is not for my cathedral. It's for my council, Atonso Council, Asokwa Council, Tikrom Council, Aijuasi Council, every council. But check the number of people who are here. My church alone is more than this. So many who should be here and were asked to be here have said it with their action, I will not come. I will not come. So many who, even pastors who should be here and should be sitting at the front row have said it by their actions, I will not come. You know, look, tell us, you see, one day, I was standing with a lady who was a nurse. And as we're standing there, a certain young lady just passed. The nurse said, she's pregnant. I said, how? I mean, I said, no. She's pregnant. I said, how can you say that about her? Call her. So we called her. And we sat her down. And we began to ask her questions. At first, no. How? It's not possible. No. Then, are you sure? Then we came to, maybe you. Finally, it is. It is. And you see, this is the message. You may never see them sleeping together. But when you are skilled, the signs are clear and obvious. Somebody may never say, I will not come. I mean, it takes a bit of boldness to look at Bishop Hajj, look at Bishop Amu, and then say, I will not come. You must be a very bold person. No, they will not say it. But they'll look at you and smile. But their action is saying that, I will not come. Anybody who doesn't come for these meetings is telling us, because you see, nobody doesn't know about these meetings. None of our pastors or our shepherds doesn't know of these meetings. So any who doesn't come here is telling us straight to their face, I will not come. It's the first sign. I'm not well. I was working. What again? My boss sent me. My mother was sick. My stomach. My head. My leg. Tags, traffic in town. Funeral. I'll close at 7. Then I'll come from there straight here. Tell me that you know the reasons. Tell me the reasons. You know, I mean, you have been there before yourself. I'm now coming. I have assignment, homework, report to write. Every kind of excuse that is not an excuse but a lie. Every kind of reason to give for not, you see, few, that's why these guys, they died. Few will say that I will not come. No. Number two. Matthew chapter 21. Let me see, 28. What think he? A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. Verse 30. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered, I go, sir. I go. But went not. Those who can't say, I will not come. They will say, I go. But they won't go. Yeah. Those who won't come. They won't say, I won't come. But they'll say, oh. Look, I remember clearly some years ago, many years ago, there was a wedding here. A certain young man was going to have a wedding here. He wasn't from this church, from this branch. It was from a different branch. Then he said that, and then he was here for the bands. When we announced, wedding, the whole church, clap for me. Yay! He was so happy. He was so excited. And I told him, you know, let's have the wedding upstairs in the small hall. He said, no, Pastor, we'll have it here. I said, no. Look. He said, oh, Pastor, they will come. I said, who will come? He said, oh, look at them. They will come. I said, listen, they will not come. Let us go upstairs to the small hall and have a nice small wedding there for you. He said, no, Pastor, they will come. I tried to convince him, but you know what he told me? They will come. So I said, hey, am I a policeman? What am I? CID? What am I? BNI? I'm a pastor. I'll do what you want. So we came. We sat here. The wedding. About 20 people in a small arc here. I said, hey, they will come. I said, they will come. Do you know why? They said they will come. Men, an independent person will say, I will be there. But they won't come. It is rampant in our church today. I will be there. I am coming. Look, the groups, forget church members. Okay? Forget them for now. Church members they are at various stages of unreadiness. So forget them. The groups who are most guilty of I will come but don't come. Choristers, ushers, pastors. Choristers. I have been here for choir rehearsal and I was there. How many choristers came? Just one. Just one. Sitting here looking at the wall. Yeah, nobody came. But on the page, I'm on the page some. On the page, rehearsing today. Yes, powerful, coming, almost there, whatever. On my way. You see, listen. We have seen this behavior as rudeness or laziness or indiscipline. I mean, like, oh, these people who say they are coming, they are not serious, they are not able to rise up. No. It is the beginning of Oranguism. Yeah. It is the first stages of the disease that if you don't control it and stop it, it's going to rise and take over the whole body. Yeah. It's the beginning. I'm coming, but you don't come. I remember one day I was going to a place. We were at Navrongo. Yeah, we were at Navrongo. I was standing there with some other pastors. And then we called a certain young man. We asked you, we are waiting for you. He said, oh, I'm coming. Where are you? I'm almost there. So we're waiting. 5 minutes. 10 minutes. Hey, where are you? Oh, I'm coming. Okay, where are you? I'm almost there. So this is 15, 20, 30 minutes now. By 30 minutes, I was becoming a bit agitated. So I ask you, where are you? He said, Pastor, I'm coming. I said, tell me, where are you? Pastor, I'm almost there. Again. So we tried to talk to him, but you see, it was not a very good connection. So we couldn't hear. We were chatting, just waiting for him. Then when I checked, 1 hour has passed. I said, hey, 1 hour has passed. We are still standing here. Charlie, call him again. Where are you? I'm almost there. I'm almost there. You won't believe it. I said, you won't believe it. We waited 2 hours. I mean, listen, clap for me. I'm a very good Christian. Clap for me. I didn't get angry. I was boiling inside. But I didn't get angry. I was able to control myself and smile. But inside, the fire was burning. And I was so upset. I said, so he finally arrived. When we stood face to face and asked him, where were you when I called you to come? Do you know where he was? Do you know the north? You don't know the north. He was Zebila from Navrongo. I don't know how to describe it. He hasn't set off. He hadn't set off. You see, a certain kind of I will come, a certain kind of statement that is totally untrue. I will come, but you won't come. From tonight, are you here this evening? Yes. From tonight, that spirit must go out of this house. Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. I will come. But it's not coming. I am almost there. Choristers, ushers, and even pastors. I am almost there. No. Number 3. John 20. Verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Jesus when appeared with the disciples for the first time after he had risen up. Verse 22, when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But listen to this. But he said unto them, except I see in his hands, the print of the nail, and put my finger into the print of the nail, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Anybody who misses a meeting, you miss a meeting that has been held, what happens is you are different. What happens is you no longer believe as the rest of us. Are you listening? What happens is when you miss a meeting, you don't attend meetings, we have all kinds of meetings and you're not there, you become a little bit different from the rest of us. Yeah. And that's what we are seeing these days. We are seeing people who are different from the rest of us. And you see, what did Thomas say? I will not believe. The message is, I cannot believe. That is how can we have people, we have today people who are able to criticize our father. Don't believe in him again. Don't believe. I mean, we have one who calls him by his first name. You don't believe again. Because it begins by not being there when there are meetings. Every meeting is a building block in your life. Every church service, every Sunday service that we hold is a little, one more step in making you what you are supposed to be. Yeah. Everyone you miss, you become different. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, there's more. But I want us to hear our... Let me give you one more. John 13. This one is important. John 13 and verse 29. So the first manifestation is those who say, I will not come. Number two, those who say, I will come, but don't come. Number three, those who are not there for meetings, miss services, meet certain meetings, miss certain things. Number four, John 13, 29. This is Judas and Jesus. Peter asked John, asked Jesus, who is the one who you say will betray you? And Jesus said, it's the one to whom I will give the sop when I've dipped it in the meat. And he said, give it to Judas. Judas took it. And then he was going out. Jesus told him, what you do, do quickly. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. They thought that he had sent Judas to go and do something. But listen to this. He then, having received the sop, went out immediately, and it was night. Every time you leave before the end of a meeting, every time you don't stay, and you see, at what point of the meeting is it not important again? At which point is he talking to others and not to you? Where is your message at this point in time? Every time somebody walks out of a meeting, what we are seeing now is somebody becoming a little different from us. That's all. You look like us mainly, mostly, almost the same as us, but a little different from us. And that little difference, as time goes by, it becomes more and more prominent. And that is when you begin to go up the stages of disloyalty from independent to where? To where? You don't know. ask your neighbor, what is the next stage? No, tell me the next stage. You're asking me. What's the next stage? Some of us don't know. It's good you are here. I said, it's good you are here. Amen. May we never climb up this ladder and move up these stages. May we always be people who are not ever independent, but a full part of this system. We belong fully to what God is doing in this place. May you never step out of this church, but remain one of us forever. Just one stage, but we'll come back and continue.